Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's on.
If you can hear us, raise your hand.
Warren, we're not doing this again.
Why not?
Because it's idiotic.
People are doing this again.
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
How do you know?
Ask them.
Are you guys doing it?
See?
See?
Yeah, they said, hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Feeling a little sleepless in Cialis-y.
Sleepless in Cialis-y? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Quantify that.
I feel like doing a podcast.
Well, I think you're in the right place.
Well, good.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Welcome to you to Sleepless in Cialis.
And the big announcement today.
What's that?
Would be this is the beginning of...
the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Season 3.
Season 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Season 3. Can you believe we made it this far?
Can you hear everybody clapping out there?
Yes.
They're excited. Yes.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is we've been through such a huge evolution. If you go back to May 21st, 2021, and you listen to our first episode.
Oh, isn't it something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To where we're at today.
Yeah.
And how we've become theoretical and in deeper conversation.
Did we mature?
I don't think we've. Is that
God say no.
No,
just can't be.
I think we're at that age, mid-50s, where you begin to regress.
I don't think we're regressing. I think we're just. I think we've kind of got a handle on this podcast thing.
Regressing, you were having video wars with my 11-year-old son this morning.
Oh my God, he's so funny. He is so funny. It's good. So he sends over this video, and it's of him making lasagna.
And you can see it on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah, Sleepless in Cialis.
And he sends that to me, so I send one back because I'm making a risotto. So I'm typically the one making the lasagna.
Uh-huh.
A risotto is more, and this is with farro, so Warren's a little more along the froofy, like hip
foo-foo
dishes.
Yeah.
And I'm the old school stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I sent a video back of me, like, pretending to be Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes out of critique to me and just this whole thing. It was hysterical.
It was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
So, speaking of age of 55 and 54... Yeah.
Soon to be 55 and 56.
Yeah. Right. And we already talked about the free meals at Denny's coming up.
You being finally able, all these years you've been aspiring to the IHOP senior menu.
Yes.
And now you can have
I'm finally there. I mean, I think that's a legitimate achievement in this world.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But what I want to know, do they decide because you're aged that you're petite? And do they give you
smaller portions? Yeah, they pull some crap out of the freezer.
So what's the deal?
The value? There is no value.
No, okay.
Yeah. And then, okay, so going back to our age, and we were talking about freedom a little bit earlier.
Yes.
And I think that's a big subject. But now that we were talking about maturing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the fact that we're maturing. Obviously, we're responsible and we have wisdom and we're able to apply all
that.
However, I think we're still childish in a nature, especially with each other. We still banter and play.
Totally.
And it's not that much different than 1985, some of our conversations.
No, right, right.
However, I've noticed with that quote-unquote maturing process, I'm starting to enjoy more solitude.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. I sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But like we were talking about freedom. So, and I think all of us should examine our life and see, do we get up? And, you know, there are things we have to do. We have to go to work.
Right.
You know, but within that, do we have the freedom to express ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the freedom to enjoy people?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at home, how much freedom do you have there?
Right.
Can you go, like, say, sometimes I just want to go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
We have our little community. We have a pool. And, you know, but I don't even think about it. And it's just like, hey, babe, I'm going to the pool.
Right.
Okay, I'll see you when you get back. And she's the same way. It's like, I'm going to go do this. Okay.
I think that sense of freedom is the most incredible
thing. It is.
And I haven't had that in my life on a regular basis. You know, fortunately, with German Filipino food, I find a tremendous amount of freedom, more than I've ever had in my life. And it's, oddly enough, especially with German Filipino food, that freedom that I find security.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And trust and faith and everything
and
else.
That is everything. Trust is everything in any kind of relationship. If you don't have trust, it's fucking worthless. It's worthless.
Done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. So where's the relationship then?
There's none.
Yeah.
There's none.
I don't want to be with anybody. I don't want to be around anybody who doesn't trust me.
Right.
Even in a work situation, anything like that, I need to have freedom to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Here I need to have freedom to be a husband,
mm-hmm.
to be a partner,
mm-hmm.
and to, I know I can share
mm-hmm.
and say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. And not be judged.
Not be judged. And I'm a little more careful, honestly,
mm-hmm.
with that at home than I am with you.
No, you let it fly.
Yeah. Because we're guys and we're buddies, and it's a different thing.
We're BFFs.
Yeah, and I can tell her what I want to say,
right?
But I do it in a different, it's more respectful,
right? In a different fashion.
Yeah, and I'm good with that.
Yeah,
no, that doesn't bother me. It bothers me when I can't say what I need to say, though.
Right.
You know, as long as I can get across what I want to say.
And have it
matters.
Understood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not necessarily how you're saying it, but what you're saying. As long as the meat is on the plate.
As long
happy.
As it's out there.
So let me ask you a pointed question.
Okay.
And, you know, speaking of your better half,
mm-hmm.
She brought up a very interesting statement a few minutes ago.
Okay.
And that was, at our age of mm-hmm. being in the mid-50s, right, we should allow ourselves the freedom mm-hmm. to pursue our passions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you find that when you wake up every morning? Are you pursuing your passion?
Not every morning.
Right?
Most mornings. And some mornings I wake up feeling differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to.
But I think that's okay.
Yeah. Some days I just need to rest. Sometimes I need to take a break from it.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I find my passions are new every day.
Right.
And it's like the job I do. I'm not necessarily passionate about,
mm-hmm.
but I'm passionate about the people I do it with.
Right.
And the people I do it for.
Right.
And the customers and everything else. You know, that part I'm passionate about.
But it's never about the job, is it?
No.
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 Even what I do, even mm-hmm. when I prepare or create something, it's not about that product. It's about the people I'm with
uh-huh.
and how the people are feeling when they get it.
Yes.
Yeah. How it changes their day. That's
yes.
what it's about,
yeah.
right?
And like mine, it's, I know every day that I am helping someone
right.
get in a home or buy a new piece of, make an investment. And it's a big deal. And it's probably the biggest investment they'll ever make.
Uh-huh.
So that means a lot to me.
And that's huge.
I want to help them get there.
Right. That's huge.
And it's, I know there are some people in my industry who it's just a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're not happy. Because they've made the job their job.
Right.
And sometimes you have to take your job outside of your job to where you enjoy what surrounds it and what the cause and effect are.
Right.
And it's, and I think with you, it's, that's got to be immediate gratification.
Huge.
I would think.
Huge.
And, you know, and it's, but it's passions in all things.
The only reason I do what I do
mm-hmm.
is because I like to make people happy.
Right.
Yeah, yep, and I get a lot
way.
Of joy.
Yep.
If you're a mechanic and you go to work every day and your focus is putting, you know, 4 new tires on a car.
Right.
Right. You're messed up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's not the 4 new tires on the car. It's the fact that you're making a family safe.
Yes.
It's making the fact that you're making somebody else feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the fact that you're helping somebody.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And you've been given the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
Right. And that's the way it should be viewed.
It's philanthropic.
Philanthropic. And that was from yesterday's episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Which hasn't been released yet.
No.
But by the time this is released, it will have been released.
Okay.
Yeah. Guess where I'm going right now.
Where?
No. Yes, I have to.
Why do you wait until we're right in the middle of
because
a topic?
Because you load me with Perrier, right? And I'm helpless.
I'm not going to give you Perrier anymore.
No, I want Perrier. That's why I come over
anymore.
Here. I come over here because I get free Perrier.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Wait. Hello?
Yeah,
it's...
Turn the Fremumple.
The Fremumple's on.
It's not.
It's next to the Fremumple.
But you didn't seize it. You have to seize the Fremumple.
Seize
and that
it.
Makes it work every time. Yes.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about trying to get this recorder going so we can finish the podcast.
It's going.
How do you know it's going?
Because you didn't seize the Fremumple. And if you did, it wouldn't be going.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Raise your hand. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
Welcome back.
So
Sleepless in Seattle.
Back to what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
So we were talking about passion in life and people.
And freedom.
And freedom.
Yeah.
So part of freedom is having the freedom to do for other people.
What?
And is there anything that makes you happier?
Freedom to do for other people.
Do for other people. Not for other people. Do things for other people.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm monogamous.
Oh, my God.
I only eat German-Filipino food. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
So is there anything that makes you happy? So if somebody gives you something, do you get as much gratification from that as if you did something for somebody else?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Right? I've never really felt comfortable accepting something.
Me either. It's very difficult.
I've never really felt comfortable when somebody brings me even a glass of water.
Really?
Right? I almost feel uncomfortable when I'm in a restaurant and somebody's serving me.
Wow.
Because I've always had that mentality to be the one, right?
Right.
I want to be the one helping. And it might be self-service. It might be a very self-centered thing.
I don't think it is. I know, like, anytime I've had you over to eat, you end up cooking.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
But my intent is for you to come over and I cook for you.
It's because my food's
better. Unless I say, help me.
My food's better. Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead. Wow. Go ahead.
So, you totally threw me with that one. I lost my train of thought. You're a fuck.
See, I can't sit back and watch like you. I mean, with our relationship, I feel like we should be doing it together. And when we cook, you know, that's together.
Right.
Instead of like me sitting here. Do you ever feel uncomfortable when you have guests over and they just sit there and watch you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes the way you are, it's like if you go to your house and you're cooking.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't know you so well, I would feel that that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because you command it. You command the kitchen. And it doesn't seem like there's room to help.
Right.
Yeah. So I understand those people sitting there and watching you.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like.
I've always wondered if it's fun to sit back and watch a chef cook.
It is. It is. It's fun to watch you cook.
Because it's for us, and we do, I mean, the same things over and over and over again every day, right?
The only thing that's not fun to watch you cook...
What?
...is when you're chopping something, and it's lightning fast, and somebody yells something to you, and you look up, and you're talking to them, and I'm like, watch what you're fucking doing. You're going to cut your fingers
Never.
Off.
Never.
And you're like... And then one time I said something, you looked at me, and you said, you know, I've done this before.
It's a lot of people watch a chef slice and dice and they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Look how fast he's going.
Right.
But you do the same thing over and over again every single day for 39 years. You're probably going to pick up that speed too.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So at our age, right, what would our ideal life be like? And I think you have a pretty ideal life in your current situation.
Yeah, I do.
Because you have freedom.
Uh-huh.
You're able to pursue your passions.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And life is tranquil.
Yes.
Right?
But you know what's the coolest part? Because we have a time every morning, my wife and I. And it's when, because I have time, I get up a couple hours before she does.
Uh-huh.
And I study Spanish. I'm looking stuff up. I work for a little bit. I have a cup of coffee. But then she comes downstairs. And we have a whole ritual. And it's, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And she stands at the top of the stairs.
Uh-huh.
And she, like, makes this proclamation, and she talks about what the weather's going to be today, and she tells me she loves me and my king and all this stuff.
Is it like Good Morning Vietnam?
Not really. It's like a really sweet Good Morning Vietnam.
Okay.
So then she comes down the stairs, and we have a big embrace at the bottom of the stairs, And then I get her a cup of coffee. And then we go sit in our living room.
Uh-huh.
And we spend half hour, 45 minutes just together.
I'm so jealous.
And sometimes it's full of conversation. And sometimes there's not much conversation. But it doesn't matter.
It's togetherness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing about freedom, and this is what I found, is knowing that she can go, she can be anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
And I accept that, and I encourage it for her to do exactly what she wants to do mm-hmm. every day. And she does the same for me. And I could be anywhere else.
Right.
But there's that time when we choose to not be anywhere else in the world.
Except
and we just want to be right there with each other.
That's a beautiful
thing. It is. And it's, I just wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
It's such a simple, honest, sweet thing. And it's every morning.
It's amazing how all the differences that people have in a relationship,
uh-huh.
how they're bound by those simple gestures.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That create such commonality between them.
Yes.
That diminish the differences because that commonality is so powerful and beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? And it makes you look the other way.
It certainly does. We couldn't be any more different.
Right.
We grew up in different countries.
Right.
You know, it's, I mean, we're just different culturally, everything. Our values are similar.
Right.
But short of that, we do things in a different manner. You know, she's always just action, and that's her word.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, action, you take action, you take action, you take action.
Right.
And I'm contemplate it, take
action. Think it through.
Yeah.
Think it through.
Yeah, and that's me.
Yeah.
And so, but we balance each other.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
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 I find myself with that with German Filipino too.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference in your whole life.
Yeah, because if I could have it done yesterday, I would have it done yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always, let's slow down, let's think about this,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's look at one more type, or let's take a look at this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of mind-boggling, because 90% of the time, it comes out 10 times better than if I would have done it myself right off the bat.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And the balance is, you know, you find things that you may have put off.
Uh-huh.
That, or vice versa with you. And it's, but it's cool that I find that, okay, we needed to do things right now.
Right.
But she's like something stupid, like researching a product.
Uh-huh.
I can beat that to fucking death.
Uh-huh.
To death. But I know what I'm getting is exactly what we need.
Right.
And it's every time.
Right.
And it's because you know the way I am.
Yes.
It's I've asked you, you know, what kind of flip-flops you've worn 72 times.
Vionix.
Yeah. And I decided on Aukai.
What happened to Vionix?
Because I think they're better.
They're not.
They are.
Vionix are the best.
4,000 people say they're better.
No.
They do.
They're not all right.
And I checked out their construction. I checked out warranties. I checked out everything.
What kind are they?
Aukai.
How do you spell
they're
that?
They're Hawaiian. Aukai.
That's too. Nah, I like Vionix.
And they come tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I want to try them all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's important.
And it's,
okay.
How do you know you like Vionix better?
Well, because it's what I always use.
But these are known worldwide as the best flip-flops ever made.
Okay, let's put our money on the table. What's the best boxer? Men's boxers.
Tommy John's.
No. Ralph Lauren, 100% cotton.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
They're binding.
They're not binding.
No wonder why your balls are always chafed.
No, you got to buy a size too large.
Why are your balls always chafed? You, every day. Hey, Warren, how you doing? My balls are chafed.
No.
Every day you tell me this.
No.
Yes.
Ralph Lauren.
If you just had Tommy John's, you'd be good to go.
Tommy John's. T-O-M-M-Y.
Uh-huh. J-O-H-N-S.
Okay. Is that part of Tommy Bahamas or?
No.
No?
Just Tommy John's. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look these up. I'm going to buy some.
They're expensive.
So are Polo.
Right. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, balls are balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we said this was going to be an express episode for our first episode of season 3.
You ever notice our longest episodes are the ones where we have nothing to talk about?
Yeah, with no agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they get to be so long?
Because we're just talking. And we can, we're again, that's us. We're talking freely and more stuff comes out. If we set an agenda, Uh-huh. Then it's like, okay, we're done talking with that
about
that.
Yeah, now what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Where we know we just have to talk.
This has been one of the evolutions of the podcast, though.
It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If when you go in the bathroom, if you go out of the bathroom, are you ever really in the bathroom?
Oh, Warren.
It's something I've pondered for a long, long time.
You confuse the shit out of me.
No. Okay, I'll slow down. If you go in the bathroom,
no, I understood,
and then you go
what you
out
said.
Of the bathroom, are you ever really in the bathroom?
If you cut down a tree in the forest, can you hear the sound?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because you hear the...
No, but what if it falls and you're not there? Does it still make a sound?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because the animals scatter.
How do you know the animals scatter?
Because sound is sound.
But if it's not making a sound, would they scatter?
Well, I don't know. How do you know if it still makes a sound?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
I don't have that much free time that I can think about these kind of things.
Well, maybe you need to discover that. You need some freedom to get some free time.
So maybe that should be our research for our next episode.
Free time?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Do you ever have free time? Do you ever find yourself in a state of boredom?
Occasionally. Not often, but occasionally. And I love it.
I can't remember the last time I was bored.
I love being bored sometimes.
Yeah?
Not often.
No.
But when it comes... That stint I had where I wasn't working.
Oh, that was bad.
That was bad. Boredom.
Yeah, a couple of months. Yeah, that was rough. I remember that.
Boredom.
Yeah. I miss getting all your texts and all your TikToks. All right, everybody. This has been a great episode.
Yeah, thank y'all for being here.
Sleepless in Cialis. Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Manos grande?
No. Sleepless in Cialis.
Sleepless in Cialis. I don't know.
No duerme.
And necesito algo.
Cialis?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking.
We got to find somebody that speaks Spanish.
I'm going to go inside and find somebody.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.